merely exist so that you could be a laughing stock, or that you could be the butt of a joke, or that people would look upon you in contempt. But God gave you breath. God gave you life because He desired you to be a crowning accomplishment, amen, of His will and His purpose and His desire. That we were made for success. We were made to overcome. We were made to be triumphant. That we were made in the image of God. Amen. God did not make us like a four-footed beast. God did not make us like the fowls of the air or the fish of the sea. But when God made man, it was His final accomplishment of creation. God made man as the crowning achievement of every purpose and every plan and every desire that was in His heart, because God made man in His own image. In the image of God, He created male and female. God made you, amen, to be a success. When you look upon man, you are not looking at some kind of a leftover. You're not looking at some kind of an afterthought. But God made man, amen, for the purpose, amen, of giving honor and glory unto His name. The Bible says, amen, of our spiritual Father, of the Father of creation, of Jesus Christ Himself, and all things were made for Him, by Him, and for Him. He is the firstborn of creation. Amen. He is the very epitome of the excellency and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Amen. And yet God formed us, created us, and shaped us in His own image. Amen. That we might give glory and honor and praise, amen, unto His name. And God is faithful. God is faithful to His purposes. God is faithful to His plan. My Bible tells me, amen, that if we will continue, amen, if we will endure faithfully unto the end, amen, that we're going to obtain a crown of righteousness. Amen. He's going to crown us with His glory. Amen. And He is going to change us from this old corruptible flesh unto that incorruptible form, like unto the very angels of God. When we see Jesus, we're going to be changed into His likeness and into His image. We're going to be like Him, the crowning accomplishment of creation. We're going to be like Jesus. Amen. We're going to be rulers upon the earth. The Bible says that we're heirs and that we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of a King. I've got royal blood flowing in my veins. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? Satan thought that he would derail the purpose and the plan of God. And so he tempted man and caused him to fall. But I want you to know that that's not the end of the story. Amen. That's not all that there is to the story of God's plan. But the Bible tells me that when he returns in the heavens, in the clouds of glory, amen, that we are going to be caught up into his presence. And there shall we ever be with the Lord, that we're destined to walk on streets of pure gold. Amen. That we're destined to dwell in a heavenly habitation that God is preparing for me and you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. You can't beat a neighborhood like that. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't beat neighbors like that. He said, you're going to dwell with me in my Father's house. Amen. You know what my destination is. I may be living, amen, in poverty today. I may be living in a substandard, amen, ramshackle house today. But I want you to know, amen, that one day I'm going to live in a celestial city, amen, that shall outshine the sun. I'm going to walk on streets of gold. I'm going to see gates of pearl, because he said, in my Father's house are many men. And if it were not so, I would have told you. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a faithful God. Oh, I may look like I'm kind of down on my luck. Amen. I may have holes in my shoes. I may have holes in my socks. Amen. I may have holes in my pockets. Amen. But I want you to know that one day I'm going to be clothed upon with the righteousness of God. Amen. I'm going to put on a wedding garment, because I'm destined for another place. Hallelujah. This world is not my home. Amen. I'm just passing through. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. The psalmist wrote, my soul fainteth for thy salvation. That I am near to fainting. Have you ever felt faint? Have you ever labored in the heat and become so dehydrated from the sun and from the labor, from the sweat, from the toil, that you felt so faint and so weak that you hardly hold yourself up? This writer says, my soul fainteth. I am seemingly without strength. Have you ever found yourself in a situation that you just didn't have strength? That you were weak? That you were without the ability to encourage yourself? That you just felt like that everything was against you, that the whole world was falling down, and you were Chicken Little, and you were trying to tell the rest of the world that there's no use. Amen. There's nothing to go on for. There's no hope. But I want you to know there is a hope. Though you may faint in your physical body, amen, you can be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Amen. Because help is on the way. Hallelujah. Renewal is on the way. Revival is on the way. Amen. Power is on the way. Jesus is on the way. Hallelujah. They that wait upon their tax returns. Some people, that's the only thing they get excited about. They that wait upon the Lord. Where's your hope today? Where is your spiritual strength? Where's your vigor? Where's your vitality? Amen. Where is your sense, amen, of anticipation? I don't know about you, but I'm looking. Amen. My hope is not in this world. My hope is not on the things of the earth. Amen. The Bible says, if in this life, amen, if your life is beset with troubles, if your life is beset with disappointments, if your life is beset with struggles, and you don't know, amen, how to come in or to go out, amen, you can take courage. You can take confidence from this. If in this life, amen, only we have hope. If your hope is only what men can do for you, if your hope is only what you can do for yourself, if your hope is only on temporal things, oh, come on now. If in this life only we have hope, that's our problem, amen, that we've got too much, amen, staked upon what happens in this world. We've put too much confidence upon men and their decisions, amen. If in this life only we have hope, we're of all men most miserable. But I'm not miserable today, amen. I'm not discouraged today, amen. I'm not, amen, fearful today, because I've got a hope. Hallelujah. I faint for his salvation. I'm weary with this world. I'm weary with the struggles of life. I'm weary with the unrighteousness of this world. But I'm looking for a hope. I've got a hope that's beyond this world. And though, amen, I faint in my physical body, I am renewed in my spirit. Hallelujah. Because my hope is up. My hope is in him. He said, I'm coming back for a people that's looking for my appearing. Hallelujah. I'm looking. Hallelujah. I'm watching. I'm anticipating. My soul fainteth for thy salvation. I'm so tired of waiting. I've been waiting, Lord, for a long time, and I'm still waiting. You know, we get so impatient. But the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord. I don't like to wait on my wife when she's getting ready. I don't like to wait when there's food on the table and it's ready to eat. Come on now. I knew I'd get a head of nerve somewhere. Amen. I don't like to wait. I see people standing in line with a dear mercy alive. It couldn't be that good. It couldn't be that good. Amen. We've been waiting a long time. Amen. Some of you have been waiting on a miracle. Amen. Some of you have infirmities in your body. Some of you have, amen, you have promises, amen, that God's given to you that you've not embraced yet. Amen, amen. We've been waiting a long time. Some of us have been waiting on a revival, amen, to break out upon the earth like the book of Acts. We've been waiting, amen, for a mighty move of the Holy Ghost. We've been waiting for an anointing that comes from on high. Amen, but take courage. They that wait upon the Lord, amen, it's all right, Brother Fry. Amen. Stand in line. Amen. Because it will be worth it all someday. Amen. You won't worry about it someday. It'll be worth the wait. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 It'll be worth the wait. Some things are worth waiting for. Some things are worth. It takes something pretty special. But some things are worth the wait. Amen. I'm glad I waited. Amen. Before I jumped into marriage. Because it was worth the wait. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was worth the wait. Amen. No, don't be in no hurry. Amen. You got a lifetime. Amen. You got a long time to think about it later. Amen. Some things are worth waiting on. But we like to do things sometimes in haste. Amen. You know what they say? Haste makes waste. Amen. I know when I get in a hurry, I start messing up big time. Amen. Well, you're always in a hurry. You don't have time to wait, but you've always got time to do it over. Amen. How many times we do them breaks, brother? We were pressured. Amen. Church time was coming up. I think about the fifth time we finally got it right. But we did get it right. Amen. It was worth the wait. I can stop. Amen. On the highway now. Praise the Lord. Some things are worth the wait. The Bible, they that wait upon the Lord. Oh, I like, amen, the conclusion. Amen, they shall renew their strength. Amen, they shall rise up with the wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Amen. He was weak with desire. He had desired the salvation of the Lord until he was faint. But he held on to the word. He said, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail thy word. My eyes have become weak from searching your word. Amen. Have you ever been looking for something in the Bible and you just kept searching and searching and searching until your eyes, they just seem to fail you. The words on the page become blurred because that you had searched so patiently. You had searched so long for an answer. I want you to know the things, amen, that are really important, amen, are worth searching for. Amen. Amen. I want you to know if it is something, amen, as valuable as your salvation, it's worth waiting for. He said, my eyes fail for thy word, from the searching of your word. And I say, when will you comfort me? Lord, I've searched the word, Lord, and I'm faint with desire. I'm faint from waiting for your salvation. And now even my eyes are growing dim. If we're not careful, amen, we will lose our vision. We will lose, amen, our ability to see what God would have us to see, amen, because of our waiting patiently upon God. It's easy to get weary. It's easy to become fatigued. Amen. He said, my eyes fail for thy word. When will you comfort me? Amen. When will you give me an answer? Amen. You know, sometimes God, amen, delays his blessings. God delays his blessings. Amen. God doesn't always do a work. Amen. Suddenly. Amen. Sometimes. Amen. God. Amen. Waits. Amen. To the very last. Amen. To do his greatest works. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, that the end of a thing is better than the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know the best is yet to come. We have not seen. Amen. Amen. When Jesus turned the water into wine. Amen. He that was the head of the feast of the bridegroom said, amen, most men, amen, serve that is best at the beginning. And then after men have well drunk, then that is worst. But he said, but you have saved the best till last. I want you to know that this generation, amen, is going to experience something that no other generation, amen, experienced. If it will be when Jesus Christ appears in the clouds of glory. He has saved the best for the last. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that the latter house shall be greater than the former. Oh, hallelujah. Everything in the natural world goes from good to worse. And you buy a new car. And after a few months and a few years, that new car begins to lose some of its luster. New homes are wonderful when you first move in, but after a while you have foundation problems, and you have to worry about the plumbing. And they're just things that happen, because everything in the natural world goes from a very desirable condition to a less desirable condition. I noticed when I looked in the mirror that I had a less desirable condition. I've got some wrinkles and some crow's feet where there didn't used to be any crows. That my hair is beginning to turn, amen, is a kind of a silver gray. Platinum blonde, I like to call it. Amen, things don't get better with time. Amen. I hurt where I didn't even know I had places. Amen. Things get worse in the natural realm. Physically, in the physical realm. But in the spiritual realm. Oh, in the kingdom of God. Oh, hallelujah. The best is yet to come. Oh, hallelujah. You think of all the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. You think of how wonderful His Spirit, amen, has been in your life. But you haven't seen anything yet. The Bible says this is but the earnest of our inheritance. We've just received a little taste of what is yet to come. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If this is just a foretaste, I can't wait to the full course. Amen. I can't wait, amen, to sit down with Abraham. The Bible says that we're going to sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the kingdom of heaven. And the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Hallelujah. God sometimes delays His blessings. Amen, for a purpose. We don't like it when God, amen, delays. But one day with the Lord is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is one day. Amen. That God, amen, is not regulated by time. We're regulated by time. Some of you notice it's 12 o'clock and it's time, amen, to dismiss and go home. But God's not regulated by time. I know we are, and I'm not going to take advantage of your time. Amen. God's not regulated by time. Time didn't mean anything to God. And so sometimes God delays His blessings, amen, until we are able to receive it. Amen. You wouldn't give your little boy, you wouldn't give him a rifle, amen, for a present, because he's not ready yet. You wouldn't give him the keys to the family car. Amen. Not because you don't love him, but because he's not ready yet. Amen. There's some things, amen, that God delays. Amen. God didn't give you grandchildren at the beginning. Because you ain't ready yet. He saves the best to last. Amen. Somebody said, if I knew known grandchildren would have been this much fun, I'd have had them first. But sometimes God saves the best for last. Amen. There's some benefits from being a grandparent. Amen. How many grandmoms and granddads do we have out here today? You know the wonderful thing about it? You can love them and then send them home. Spoil them and send them back with my. I'm telling you, the best, amen, is sometimes, amen, last. Amen. There are reasons for delay, because sometimes we're not ready, amen, to receive the things that God wants to give us. Amen. The writer says, for I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Now, you know, bottles were made of wine, made of skins. So literally, he was saying, I was like a wineskin in the smoke. A wineskin, amen, becomes cracked and it becomes brittle, amen, when it's left in the smoke. Because the smoke dries out the wineskin. And you got to keep a wineskin, you've got to keep it oiled. You've got to keep it moist. or else it becomes useless. That's why Jesus said, you don't put new wine into old bottles. Amen. Sometimes, I feel like an old bottle. I feel kind of wrinkled and cracked. I feel like a bottle in the smoke. Amen. But I'm glad, amen, that there's something on the inside that can renew my vessel. Amen. I'm glad that God can make me brand new. He can renew my vessel. Amen. That I can receive the blessings of God. He said, I have like a wine skin the smoke. Amen. God delays His blessing sometime until we've been renewed, until we have been properly prepared, amen, to receive His blessings. How many are the days of Thy servant? Sometimes that we wonder, how long, O Lord? Because we're becoming weary with the wait. We become overpowered by the yearning and the expectancy of our heart. I really want to see the Lord. I really want to live until the coming of the Lord. But sometimes we grow weary. How long, O Lord? How many are the days of Your servant? How long, O God, must I wait? May I remind you that Moses was 80 years old before God called him to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. How long, O Lord? Caleb was 85. Amen. When he finally, amen, gained possession of his inheritance. At 85 years of age, Caleb said, "Give me this mountain." Praise God. He waited a long time, but it was worth the wait. Simeon was an old man. His eyes had grown dim, but God gave him a promise. How many believe the promises of God are real? God said, "You're not going to die. You're not going to die until you've seen the hope of Israel. These eyes are going to see the Messiah. These eyes are going to behold Him." Simeon just kept holding on to God. He just kept getting older. His eyes kept getting dimmer. But one day, a baby came to the house of the Lord. And Simeon said, "Behold, my eyes have beheld the hope of the salvation of Israel. And now let Thy servant depart in peace, because God has kept His word." Anna was 84 years of age, and she exulted to see the Christ child. How long they had waited. But I want you to know that God wasn't 1 minute late. He wasn't 1 minute late. The scripture declared that Messiah would be cut off after 69 weeks and 483 years from the time that Artaxerxes issued the decree to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Christ died to the very day. You can look in history, the very day that the decree was made, to the very day that He died, was not 483 years in a day. It wasn't 483 years in 2 days. It was 483 years to the day. Because we serve a God that is faithful. Amen. The sun came up just when, amen, I don't know how they do it, brother, but my almanac said the sun was going to come up, amen, at a certain time. And you know what? It came up, amen, just as God decreed it to be. That God is still faithful. Amen. That God is a keeper of His promises. And if you're discouraged today, if you feel, amen, weak, if you feel faint for waiting upon the Lord, don't amen, be discouraged. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh, it's time to mount up with the wings of eagles. It's time to run and not be weary. It's time to walk and not faint. Would you stand today and let's lift our hands unto the Lord. Let's magnify the Lord together. For God is faithful. For God is faithful. And it's worth the wait. It's worth the wait. Heaven will be worth it all. There'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more death. There'll be no more heartache. There'll be no more divorce. There'll be no more bankruptcy. There'll be no more unemployment. There'll be no more earthquakes. There'll be no more pestilence and disease. It'll be worth the wait. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be glorious. It's going to be everything that God said, because it will be the crowning accomplishment of everything that God ever desired. And He desired it all for you. He made it for you. Amen. He didn't make it, amen, because He needed it. He made it, amen, for you. It's you and I that's going to walk on streets of gold. It's you and I that's going to walk through the pearly gates. It's you and I that's going to dwell in a mansion. Amen. Because God did it all for you and me. He's faithful. He's faithful. Hallelujah. Let's sing to the Lord.
Your mercy taught us how to dance, to celebrate with all we have. We'll dance to thank you for mercy. Your glory taught us how to shout. We'll lift your name in all the earth. We'll shout to the praise of your glory. It's the overflow of a forgiven soul. And now we've seen you, God. And our hearts cannot stay silent.
And we'll be a dancing generation. Dancing because of your great mercy, Lord. Your great mercy, Lord. Your great mercy, Lord,
we'll be a shouting generation, shouting because of your great glory, Lord, your great glory, Lord. Your mercy taught us how to dance,
yes,
to celebrate with all we have. We'll dance to thank you for mercy. Your glory taught us how to shout. We'll lift your name in all the earth. And we'll shout to the praise of your glory. It's the overflow of a forgiven soul. And now we see you, God. And our hearts cannot stay silent.
And we'll be a dancing generation.
Great mercy, Lord.
We will be
a shout.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I thank you for the faithfulness of the Lord. Hallelujah. We shall see the King. One day our eyes are going to behold Him. And we're going to be, amen, the people of the Lord. Amen. Heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. God bless you today. Thank you for your faithfulness. It's come early. Amen. Let's come expecting to receive something from the Lord.